D-Wop.
What's going on?
What's going on, bro? How you feeling, man?
Good.
Good. That's what's up, bro. Good. You living or surviving?
Living.
Explain.
I wake up every day.
Come on.
Not knowing how the day gonna go, just live. I just live it out.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? I had a couple goals that I had, you know what I'm saying, made for myself earlier.
That's right.
Kind of completed them. So now I'm just living.
Respect.
I ain't comfortable, but I'm living.
That's right. I respect that.
I think I was like surviving when I was in prison. I was surviving.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Not knowing what I was going to do.
That's right.
Who's going to have an issue with me the next day.
Gotcha.
Was I going to make it out?
Bro, I'm saying something, bro.
That's how I'm living.
I respect that.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back, bro. Let's take them back. Before rap, before entrepreneurship, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
9? It crazy. Go ahead. I wanted to be a firefighter.
Come on, bro.
Yes, sir. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I wanted to be
just
a firefighter.
That's real. What inspired it? Anybody in the family or?
Nah, nobody. I think as kids, we seen things that was cool.
Gotcha.
And that might have been like a cool factor for me.
That's
like
real.
The fire truck.
Gotcha.
Everything about it.
That's right.
I just wanted to do it.
That's
but
real.
As I got a little older, it went away.
That's real. That's what's up, man. Definitely, man. Let me ask you this, man. Capitol Road. Allen Temple. Zone 4. SWATs. What does that mean to you?
Home.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. That's what's up, bro.
I was born and raised.
Speak on that, man. Speak on that childhood growing up, man.
My mom and my dad, everybody.
Gotcha.
That side away. My grandma lived in Allen Temple.
Gotcha.
We were from Allen Temple to Campbell's Road, right. Chestnut Ridge.
Right, right.
Cascade Glen.
Gotcha.
Some people might know it. Right across from Ben Hill Park.
For sure.
I grew up over there.
Come on, that's what's up.
I think like recently my other grandma on my dad's side just moved from over there.
Gotcha. That's
like,
what's up.
That's where it was at.
That's what's up, bro.
I learned how to drive the bus over there.
Come on.
Get on the
Come
bus.
On. That's it, bro. That's dope. That's dope, bro, man. Let me ask you, man, for your fans. Growing up, man. Monopoly, Uno, Connect Four. Which one was your favorite?
Monopoly.
Come on now. Come on, bro. You busted that early.
Cash.
Early, yes, that's it. Yes.
I had to own everything.
That's real.
Yeah.
Respect that. Respect that,
Monopoly.
Bro. That's what's up. Any siblings?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I do. I got an older brother, older sister.
Gotcha.
A little brother and a little sister.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're right in the middle.
Yeah.
Man, okay. All right. What is that? The middle child, bro. What is that like? What is it like being
the
middle child?
The thing, I'm my mama's only child, though.
Gotcha. Okay. So
all
you
my siblings on my dad's side.
Gotcha. Okay. I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
So, like, honestly, I still felt like I was like the only child.
Right, right. Definitely. Yeah.
I live with my mama.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Being an only child, man, growing up, man, what did that, you know, in the neighborhood, everything, how did that shape you? How did that mold you at an early age?
I don't know, I was a little spoiled.
Gotcha.
I don't know, like, I was a little spoiled.
Gotcha.
Like, I ain't have to, like, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't get this because
gotcha.
My brother had to, you know
exactly,
what I'm saying? Like,
man, exactly.
If I won, I had kind of got it.
Gotcha, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
all right,
let's
move on to high school, man, for your fans. In high school, fill in the blank. In high school, I was known as a kid that...
Class clown.
Come on.
Yeah. That's be real. I was very, real. I ain't gonna lie, growing up, man, I got in trouble a lot.
Gotcha.
I always stayed in trouble, so, like, everybody always knew me like, oh, he gonna say this. He gonna do something.
Mm.
He gonna find a reason to get out in that hallway. So I was like the class clown for real.
That's real, bro. That's
but it
real.
Made me, you know, I met some very important people that's still in my life to this
that's
day.
That's real, bro. That's real.
Us. So you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
up.
High school and like school periods where you build
that's
your
a fact. You
your
build
main
the base, bro.
Yeah,
that's
you,
a fact.
Yeah,
that's
for
a
sure.
fact, bro. And what did you play any sports growing up as well or?
I played basketball.
Gotcha. Dope. Okay, what position?
I was shooting guard.
Gotcha, for sure. For sure.
Small forward.
You still get out there and play?
Not as much.
But you still want to, though, right? Bro, it never leaves you.
I don't mind. I can do it.
Gotcha. That's real. That's what's
you know what
up.
I'm saying?
Definitely. That, bro.
If Paulo talking about some money, I'll get out
come
there and shoot you up with him. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Come on now. You know, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Man, let's talk first job. What was your first job?
Zaxby's.
Come on, bro. That's what's up, bro. Bro, yeah. Mine was McDonald's, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you step above.
It went from Zaxby's to the W Hotel to.
Gotcha.
I ain't really.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, I didn't really do so much.
What was that experience like, bro, working at the W, bro? Like,
it was pretty dope.
Wow.
It was real dope.
I know you met a lot of, even you spoke of high school meeting people, but.
That was dope. That was like the era of celebrities. The W was kind of like brand new at that time. Absolutely. So everybody was coming to live there. So.
Wow.
That's how I met a lot of people.
Wow, that's dope, bro. That's dope, man. Let me ask you, man. Let's talk about the music, bro.
Okay.
You recently just dropped a track, man, Going Back Home. One bar I took from that was, bro, you said you was made for this shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a fact, bro. Like, some
you
people,
can look at me and tell.
Come on, bro. Some people, like, come on, bro.
I don't even, like, when I be out, I get asked around, like, you do music?
Gotcha.
I'm like, yeah, how you come know? On, just like, you look like a rapper.
That's real, bro.
I was made for it.
So you just, let me ask you this. While we on that first tattoo, I'm guessing between 14 and 17.
Yeah. And I was like 18.
Gotcha. But you knew, like, even you know, sleeved up, you knew, like, I'm setting myself apart from society. This is who I am.
Yeah.
Bro, I respect that, bro.
Definitely.
I respect that, bro. For real. It's almost in the sense of, like, no, man, like, you know, I don't, you know, almost like you challenge yourself. I don't want to be part of that, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
That's how I am, bro. Like, no, nah, bro. Like, don't paint me as that, bro. That's not what I am. I have a job to do. This is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, I still get it to this day. Like, respect, text on the bro. Face. They be respect. Like, man, bro, why you, man, look, I got my life. I know what
that's
I'm doing.
That's real, bro. Respect. Bro, I respect that, bro. For sure. Real. Respect that, bro. Let me ask you this, man. How is important in the music, man? Because you paint a picture with everything you do. How is important to not be known for the clout chasing, the trying to go viral, the antics, all that? Why are you known for strictly the music?
I ain't into all that, like, gotcha. Gimmicks and
gotcha.
Doing this for that. Like, I do, it's a lot of stuff that I do off cameras
gotcha.
Still to this day. Like, I ain't never really been a clout chaser for real.
Gotcha. That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I never really respected it.
Come on.
I mean, whoever do it, you know,
each his own. That's real.
Everybody got, it's the business of entertainment.
That's real, bro. That's real.
So that's how you entertain. That's how you entertain. I'm entertained by what is real.
That's real, bro. I respect that. Respect that.
Mm-hmm,
man,
for sure.
Did you, you know, in this game, bro, we spoke off camera about it, but what do you think the game is missing right now? Besides yourself, real talk.
Again, realness in the music.
Come on, man.
That's me though.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like is missing. I used to listen to a lot of music. I said that the other day, even outside of music, like back in the day, movies, like it's the old school feel on everything, which is always on point. I felt
that's
like the song, it hit me in some type of way. Like now you just hear a lot of gibberish.
Yep, gotcha. And it don't even matter who it was. It could have been Ludacris painting a picture, even the way he did.
Andre was one of the people that did it for me.
That's real, bro. That's real.
Like,
that's real.
I kind of like try to paint pictures in my songs as well.
That's it.
But they don't want to hear that these days.
Gotcha.
They don't want to hear that.
Why is that, bro? Why is that? Why do you think that is? Like, just pop microwave popcorn? What is it? Like,
they don't let so many people make it doing it.
It's so
like,
it's the new
this
norm.
Is all they want to hear. Like, I had a little thing. Like, I kind of like, I don't call myself like I make club music.
Gotcha.
I be trying to make stuff that I've been through relatable.
Respect.
Because a lot of people that hear my music, they be like, hey, but I was going through that or I went through that.
That's
I felt that it hit because it's just, I want people to feel it.
That's real. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that, bro. And
mm-hmm.
that even sometime, man, you know, it's not the Nissan Sentra that took a day and a half to create. It's the Maybach that takes a while for people to, you know what I mean?
Nah,
like to
real.
Even respect, bro. Like, no, this is, I'm fine tuning this, bro. This is respect. But definitely,
sure.
bro. Definitely, man. You are notorious in Atlanta for not writing, bro. What is that? What is that? Where does that stem from? Like, what does that stem from? You just like, bro, like you don't, I even saw previous interviews, bro. You even credited, in a sense, Gucci with, you know what I mean? Like, in a sense of like, I saw how he didn't write. I saw certain things, but where do you get that from? Like,
honestly, like, I used to write.
Gotcha.
And I say, rest in peace to Fat Like Kirk.
Gotcha.
I was in the studio with him.
Okay.
I think it was me, him, Schooley, and a couple more people. And we went in there, and he went in there so fast.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about, he was like, went in there, and he was out, and I was like, hey, bro, I'm still, like, give me a little minute, you know, right? I just felt embarrassed as an artist
gotcha.
To say that I do this.
Gotcha.
And nothing against anybody that write,
right.
but for me
wow.
to say that I do this, and I couldn't get in there like there,
that makes
in there
sense.
fast as him.
That makes sense.
It made me feel a way.
Gotcha.
And ever since that day, I haven't wrote.
Wow, bro. And how long has that been?
I'm probably like a good 6 years.
Wow, bro. Mm-hmm. Creativity, bro, like creative wise, mm-hmm. doesn't that feel better to literally paint a picture hearing a beat and just like, I'm not sitting on it. I'm letting my creativity
I'm on top.
Like
I'm an artist.
That's crazy.
Like you said, I'm painting.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even listen to beats until I get to the studio.
Wow.
Like I don't want to pre-hear myself. I feel like I might say something and wow. I forget it. And it was hard. So it's like, man, when I get here to the moment, I don't even
gotcha.
Know what I, yeah, so
gotcha.
I don't even.
Wow. For sure. So you really let the music speak to you in the current. Bro, like, you know, carpe diem means seize the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what type of guy you are.
Okay.
That's respect. No, okay. I'm saying that's who you are, bro, for real. That's what type of guy you are. You're in the moment.
Yeah,
bro, respect that, bro. Respect that. Man, yeah. What drives you, man? What drives you?
My kid.
Come on, bro. Come on. Come on.
Baby. I be feeling like I ain't really got nothing of like growing up, even to get into music, I felt like I didn't feel like I was built for a job.
Gotcha.
Or I didn't have the look that they wanted you to have. So I felt like I had to make my own way. And the only thing I felt like I knew I was good at was music.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
So now at this point, it's like, I done did it. I'm here. We still going.
That's right.
I gotta keep it going.
That's real,
my
bro.
My kids ain't really
it,
be the reason.
Ain't it a beautiful journey? You know, like, it's like, you know, in the sense of, man, you know, I don't want it if it's that easy. Nobody respects anything if it's that easy. No one does, bro. It's
yeah.
like, yeah, you. We all, like, this what we're on, bro. This is like, man, like, yeah, once you get to that mountaintop, it's like, yeah,
we here,
bro. I yeah. respect that about everybody on their journey, bro. Yeah. For real,
we
man.
Here.
That's what's up, bro. Let's speak on LMG, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
Let's speak on the label.
Yeah,
come on, bro. Come on, man. The label, bro. Tell us about everything about the label, everything going on.
It's been here.
Come on.
Forever. It's you know what I'm saying? It was rebranded. I've been with my manager.
Gotcha.
That's you know what I'm saying, Mark. I've been with from the
Mark.
Beginning.
That's
like,
what's up. Shout out to Mark, man.
Like,
what's
you
up.
Know what I'm saying? I think when I first came into even doing music, it wasn't doing music.
Gotcha.
I was slick, like assistant.
Gotcha, right,
like,
right.
Like running behind, he had a group at the time called the Three Stooges.
Gotcha, okay.
I was running behind them, like making sure they was doing what they needed
That's
to
right.
do.
Gotcha.
I was in the studio.
Right.
I lived in the studio, so.
Gotcha.
You know, just over time, became it is what it is. Yeah,
came
then.
To own.
Time came, Lead Music Group came
That's
about,
right.
and respect we still
that.
Here.
Come on, bro, respect that, bro. That's dope. Respect that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dating back a year, man. What's something you learn? Matter of fact, let's go from January to December 2023. What do you learn about yourself in the last year?
What I learned about myself?
Yeah.
Man, what I learned about myself? I learned a lot.
Yeah,
about myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
gotcha.
Know what I learned
okay.
about my like.
Gotcha.
I'm the same person.
Gotcha.
Like ain't nothing. That's you
real.
Know what I'm saying? I learned something new. Like.
Every day. That's right. That's real.
By myself, I kind of, it's me. I'm stuck in.
Come on.
This ain't going to get bigger.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let me ask you, dating back a year, what's something you learned about those around you?
Hey, I told everybody 2023 is a year of revealing. So just like you learned something new. I learned a lot.
That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
You know what I'm saying? To keep that energy around me good.
That's right, bro.
Close.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying? Watch the people that you keep around you, the company you keep.
That's right, bro.
So I learned a lot. I went through that process real heavy on 2023.
Bro, that's same here, bro.
Yeah, I went
same
through that
here.
Real
that's
heavy.
Real. I respect that.
Learning
same
that.
Same here.
You know what I'm saying? Just because time is in the situation doesn't mean that it's going to last forever.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, respect that.
Yeah.
Respect that, bro. Let me ask you, man. You left or right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Fans never knew that. Come on.
If you know me, you're going to know when I be out there balling.
Yeah, that's real. That's
it comes out that left hand, bro. Chilling.
What's a good habit that you have, bro? Like, what's one of them good habits? Like, even Mark can say, like, this he has a good habit. This is his good habit. What is that? What's that one thing?
Bro, I think I guess helping.
Gotcha.
That's
real.
That's,
bro.
I get that from my mom.
Come on, man. Bro, they say one of my favorite quotes, man. They say, you want a fulfilling life? Give.
Yeah.
Help, man. That's
yeah.
real. I respect that. Respect that.
Again,
that's
like
up,
do the right thing. Like again, like I say, no clock chasing. Like
come
we,
on.
As a whole, we do a lot of things. I like to give. We you know, give back. We go get groceries for
man,
people.
Respect that.
People
bro.
That's in need. You
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? We try to do the things. I done habitats.
Come
I done
on.
A lot of things.
Respect.
So I don't mind. Like, I think that's just, I got that from my mom.
Gotcha. That's what's up, bro.
Like, to give, that's help in any
that's
way you can.
That's it, man, for sure.
Even when I go through it, my days be dark and cloudy. It's just
you
like,
still
help.
Help.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, what is that? You know, like, does that stem from some things you've seen in childhood or just like, that's just who you are. I help, I give, I put people before me. What does that come from?
Over time, it became who I am.
Gotcha.
Over time.
Gotcha. Do you think in this industry, as an artist, you have to be selfish?
Yeah, I think you definitely should be selfish sometimes.
Bro, come on. It does come with that. Yeah, it does, definitely. Bro. For sure. For sure.
You got to put you first.
That's real, bro.
A lot of people don't put themselves first.
That's real, bro.
Like, even with helping, I still know how to take time and be like, all right, this week for me.
Gotcha. That's right.
What I'm saying?
That's right.
Respect I'm going to sit back, relax this week. It's my week.
Man, let me ask you this, man. As an artist who lyricists can give you club records, done seen the ins and outs of this, bro, do you still believe it's still about the art?
Man, nah.
No.
Nah. Bro, it's... Now, it's just a percentage. I'm like, nah, it's about so much other things. Like, it ain't about it.
It ain't about the art.
We see it now. You see it.
Wow, bro. Let me ask you, man. Doo-Wop, the man, do you feel misunderstood? You know what I mean? Like, just as the man?
Yeah, very.
Me, bro, most artists, bro, are. They are, and they feel they are.
Yeah, very.
What is that? Like, you know, because that's a question I'm starting to ask every artist, man. Like, that part, because what y'all do isn't normal. Yeah. It ain't normal. You know what I mean? Like, but speak on that, the misunderstood, like.
I just feel like everybody make their own perception of you.
Gotcha.
And they, you know what I'm saying, they think you this type of person, and it's not true.
Gotcha.
Or they take situations you've been through and be like, oh man, you just misunderstand. I'm a very cool person.
That's right, bro.
I'm very laid back, cool. Right. Like, all you gotta do is get in the room. You get in the room and you can
see.
You couldn't love me.
That's what's up, bro.
But if you don't know me, you be sitting back, you be like,
yeah, cause
I done heard it.
Gotcha.
Man, I hear it.
Gotcha.
Man, who out there? Man, he don't know me for real.
Gotcha. Bro, I just had ATL Bama in here, bro, and he was speaking on that same thought process, how people portray him.
Yeah.
Get him in a room, it's like, man, it's completely different, bro. That's real.
That's like when I rap, you know what I'm saying? Because when I rap about everybody, like, it's like they expect that, and then when they hear me talk, they be like, bro, I didn't even know he knew how to talk for real.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I feel you. That's what's up, man. And what's that one thing or two things in the studio with you when you're recording? We know it ain't a notepad or a pen. What's the two things you got to have with you to record?
Good vibes. Good people.
Vibes. That's what's up. That's
good people.
Definitely.
I need some weed.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure. Not much of a drinker.
Yeah, I don't drink no more now. 2024, gotcha. I don't drink, but I'm not really a drinker.
Wow, let's speak on that. Why the transition? Why is that?
Again, I really never drunk like that, gotcha. But I socially drink. Now I don't at all. I don't like the feeling.
Gotcha,
I don't like
bro.
How I feel.
Every man knows himself.
Yeah, I never understood how people know they can drink and it take them somewhere and they can't even remember.
Gotcha.
Why do you want to be there?
Gotcha, bro.
I don't ever want to be put in that situation.
Wow.
So I just don't drink.
Bro, I respect that.
Yeah.
I need to hear that. That's real, bro. That's real, bro.
Like, I went out the other day. I was with a couple of buddies of mine, and they was all drinking. Why you ain't get no drink? Nah, bro. Let me get on the palm and water.
Gotcha. Yeah, bro.
I'm good.
So bad.
That peer pressure either. You can't make me drink.
Gotcha, bro.
Yeah.
That's grown man shit, bro.
I'm stand tall on that one.
Speaking of grown man shit, bro, let's talk about that track, Thing For You.
Yeah.
That's a grown man track. Let's speak on that, bro. It was crazy video, everything, bro. What prompted you to, you know, that's what I want to put out here.
Well, actually, it's, you know, it's Rollo record.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was a remake.
That's right.
Here's the thing with me, like, if I really like a song or I'm like my favorite artist make something, I try to
go in there and get my own version of it.
When it came to the video, I thought about counseling, you know what I'm saying? Just like sitting down with somebody, show people a different insight.
That was dope, bro.
Yeah,
a lot of women loved it too. I love that, bro. It's a dope video
for sure.
That's what's up, man.
Most of my videos would be a lot of people, we'd be deep. So to see a change and a little acting.
Bro, that's real.
You know what
I'm saying? Exactly.
Show you I got character.
Come on, bro. That's right. Mm-hmm. Respect that. And that's what it is, bro. Artists, bro. That's
artists.
Entertainment. That's what this is about, bro. Like leaving that legacy. Like, nah, bro, this is me in so many different ways, bro. I respect that.
I want folks to see like every side of it.
Gotcha, that's real.
This year, they're going to see every side.
Come on, bro. And what prompts that for 2024? What prompts that? Just like, this is the year.
To get back to that, the misunderstanding. Like, I want people to know who I am. Like,
that's right.
It's just usually music and this.
Gotcha.
Or, you know what I'm saying? He come to you, like, you going to get to know me.
And every word.
You going to get to know
me. Man, let's speak on that podcast too, bro. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah, we spoke about it off camera, bro. Let's speak on the podcast coming in 2024.
Definitely. My manager, he always tells me, like, you gotta do something side music.
Come on. Come on.
Where the music don't work. Come what on. We gonna do?
Come on.
And I love music, so why not stay in that? In that in the percentage of that
entertainment, you know, realm. That's yeah. real. It's all entertainment, yeah, it's bro. All that's entertainment. Real. That's
and
real.
I'm getting into this.
Gotcha.
Like bro, even the talking.
Yeah, it's bro, it's different, ain't it? It's yeah. like but bro, like you're nat number one, you're a natural gift at it.
Definitely.
Bro, I've seen the interviews, everything, bro. Definitely. This you of course
not. I like to get into it now.
Bro, that's
for real.
Yeah, like how bro, you, yeah, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna get in there like
do it, bro.
I want
do
people
it.
To like again, I want to give people a different side than music.
That's real. Bro, that's real.
You know what I'm saying?
And I forgot who it was. Man, it was a man. I don't know if it was Gilly or somebody. It was like, man, if you're an artist and you're not exploring the podcast realm right now, you're shorting your career because it's an easy outlet to let viewers know. Every bro, you know, they fall in love with the artist, the person, yeah. bro. Like, so that's real, bro.
And then, and like I said, I got a very amazing fan base, so I just definitely. Feel like let's get these folks something else. Yeah, man, let's give them something
else. Respect that, bro. That's dope. That's dope, man. Let me ask you this, man. Let's talk tattoos, bro. Inked up, bro. I thought I was inked up, bro. Inked up, bro. What's going, bro? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I got a rose right here on my eye.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's symbolized like the last rose I put on my mama's grave.
Gotcha, bro.
So that's my favorite.
Gotcha.
My second favorite probably be the one I just got to say Forever Solo. Man. I lost a partner Monte last okay. year, so.
Gotcha.
A brother, so.
Okay.
It'd be like, don't be the ones that mean something for real. I grew up a lot just getting stuff, really just wanting to get stuff. So gotcha. I'm going to be one of the people to tell you, I ain't got a lot of meaning in everything I got.
Gotcha.
Just, it made sense at the time.
Makes sense, bro. Makes sense for sure. And now as you mature, the new ones make more sense every time.
No, they're going to make sense.
Gotcha, man. 2024. Any more in 2024?
No more.
Gotcha. You done. That's it. Gotcha. Done. Okay. Respect. That's real.
I was really done last year.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
We
gotcha.
Getting in certain situations happening. You know,
that's right, bro.
My way of showing certain things that's is right. putting it on my body.
I respect that, bro.
Because this is right. art as well.
Bro. You said something as well. It's art as well, bro. Yeah. That's a fact. That's
I tell
a fact,
people, you
bro.
Gotta take pride in what you put come on your body, bro. And who do it?
That's right, bro. Mm. And who does it too? That's respect, bro. For real, mm-hmm. bro. Man, fill in the blank for your fans, Duop. My day wouldn't be the same without.
My day wouldn't be the same without cereal. No,
Captain 300.
I gotta have me some yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
2% milk. Yeah. Yes. I ain't gonna lie.
You don't
now,
get
if I get up and I do not, that's far brush my right. teeth. Hey, go ahead and get into it.
I love it. No, for real. That's real, bro. That's real.
Nah.
Your fans gonna be at the concert. Little small miniature Honey Nut Cheerio bowl.
Oh, God. That's look, real. That's you know real. The little boxes you used to get?
Yeah.
Throw them at me. My folks going down already know.
That's
go
real,
pick them up.
Bro. That's what's up. Definitely, bro.
Oh, God. I need my own. I ain't going to lie. I need my own. I want to get into that. I need like a cereal or something.
Yeah, bro. That's dope. For sure. That'll be dope, bro. Yeah. That'll be dope, bro. For real. And man, bro, that's.
Or anybody want to. I brand cereal.
Come on, bro.
I'll be a brand ambassador.
That's dope, bro. Outside of the music, man, what's that one thing like doo-wop? Like, you know, I shoot pool. Most people don't know that. What's that one thing outside of music? Entertainment that people be like, oh, dad, I didn't know doo-wop did that. What's that one thing?
Play Call of Duty.
Gotcha. On it. Be on it.
I just come got on. Into it.
Bro, is it addictive?
Yeah, I wanna, definitely. Bro. But it's smart. It's smart.
Any kind of way that you realize, in any kind of world life?
It keep me inside. It keep me inside. It keep me focused. It keep me grounded instead of being wow. outside. It's very wild.
You saying something, bro.
It's very wild. And again, I live for my kids, so man, I don't need to
bro.
Be out there.
Come
if
on.
I step outside, I need to come home with some money.
Bro, I respect that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. So wow. I love it because it keeps me grounded.
Respect.
Like, bro. The moment you cut it on, it's 3 o'clock. Next locked time you in. Look, it's 8 o'clock. It's dark outside, especially the way I play.
Locked in, bro. No, for real, but I respect that, bro. It keeps me mm-hmm. grounded. Like bro, like yeah, bro, yeah.
For sure.
Same thing like pool, bro. I could just clear my mind.
I
just be like,
pool,
come on now.
Know?
Yeah, that's real. All right, for sure, for sure.
Definitely.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, bro. Let me ask, what's the most introspective song you've written so far? And has that song been released?
Nah.
That's I'm tripping because you literally it can't be you know, it has to be released because you only record in the studio and then
yeah.
What is the most introspective song so far? The deepest song you've written so far? Well, not written, but recorded.
Man, you know what's so crazy? I'm gonna say Lion King.
I haven't heard Lion King. What is that speaking on?
I made it New Year's, coming gotcha. Into the new year.
Gotcha.
Wow. I spoke on a lot of things. Like, I'm one of them people, if you listen to my music, you'll learn a lot.
Real.
So I really spoke on some stuff in that song that I love. This is my favorite right now.
Gotcha.
It's my favorite.
And
right
you
now.
See, just you released it or just recorded?
No, nah, I just recorded. I recorded wow. today at 12 o'clock. I was leaning on it.
Lion King. Was it a bar in there that prompted the title?
Yeah.
Classic.
When y'all hear it, y'all gonna be like, oh, I see gotcha. Why he okay, called it gotcha. Lion King.
This something will be released before March or?
Definitely might be March.
Gotcha. Makes you know sense.
It's soon.
Let's speak.
I'm working on the tape, so.
On the new music. Let's speak on the new music, bro. Like, I know you got something in the tuck that's. Bro, you just looking at camera and just give him shit, bro. Yes.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Come on, bro. Come on.
And this is what I hate, because I freestyle everything.
Got you.
Everything is hard. So it's like, I might have been like, oh, that's it. And then it's like, man, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm in my bag.
Come
right
on,
now.
Bro. Come
All
on.
New music is crazy.
That's what's up, bro.
The production.
I was just about to say that. You working with certain producers or is it free game? What?
I got my two main producers gotcha. I work with, but I work with everybody. I work with Black on the Beat. Black the Menace.
Gotcha.
I'm right, saying Black up, on the Beat and gotcha. 337 T's and
shout out to him.
But man. I work that's with everybody. I'm working with Black Metaphor right now. Gotcha. Tasha Couture.
Classic.
We just did some last week.
Dope.
It's a lot more people. Me and 30 Rock getting back in there.
Gotcha. Come on. That's mm-hmm. what's up. Definitely, bro. All right, bro. So that sounds like a wide range of producers. That's dope, bro. On any project in the first quarter that you coming up with, or you just singles right now?
Definitely finna drop some singles. Gotcha. Definitely have a tape that I'm finna do a little tweaking to, but it's definitely gotcha. There.
Already have the title for that tape?
Do I got a title for that tape?
Not yet, got you for sure. Just getting them done, bro.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how fast can you get a track done these days?
15, 20 minutes.
How fast can your ghostwriter get a track done these days?
Like for somebody?
No, I was like, yeah, I hear that. He caught that. How fast can your ghostwriter get a track done for you?
Here go the thing though. I don't mind working with you. If somebody can tell me that they can come in here and put some words in this and they think it'd be great for me and the record, I'm with it.
Artistry.
I'm not
at its finest, bro. That's real. Yeah. That's crazy you say that, because half of the artists have said that. Like, bro, I'm really
linking, getting ready to link up with somebody. My man Eddie.
You saying that?
Man, he trying to get in the yo with me. He's a amazing writer.
Wow, bro.
So, man, you come on. Come on, bro. Some greats out there.
Come on, that's a fact. That's a fact, bro. I respect that. I don't mind. That's real, bro.
Put a little spin on it.
I don't think nothing's wrong with it, bro.
I don't think it is either.
Bro, some of the greats have had, in a sense, help or, you know, like, nah, bro, we're looking at 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years from now. Like, bro, like, this music that live on forever.
People better start checking these credits on the back of these songs and these CDs.
Bro, that's a fact.
Yeah, writers.
You know it, bro.
That's a job. A writer.
That's real, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Man.
I'm not against it. Have I done it? I haven't. I'm not against it.
But you're not against it.
Not against it.
That's real. Earthworm said the same thing. Like, I'm not against that, bro. Like, no, that's real. Respect, bro. Let me ask you this, man. You seen this industry from the front to the end, bro. Like, how do you deal with these politics in the industry, man?
Don't deal with it.
Just don't. I'm inside. Like,
listen,
I ain't dealing with it.
I mind my business.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned a long time ago to stop getting online, speaking on certain things. I did it kind of coming up.
Gotcha.
And I see it rub people wrong.
I
stay out of it.
Gotcha.
I might talk with it amongst my team.
Right. But you
but
just.
But getting those. Yeah.
It don't do no good.
What for?
It's real.
I don't know what happened. I went there.
That's real.
Most of it be like 2-3 sides to a story.
Gotcha.
Never know what's really going on, bro.
Why speak on something? That's real.
Because we tell people all the time, hey, man, don't speak on nothing you don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to keep speaking on something I don't know nothing about.
That's real, bro.
Stay to myself.
Respect that.
I be minding my business.
That's it, bro. Man, your sound, bro, like from the beginning to now.
Yeah.
How have you thought, from your perspective, how has it evolved?
A lot.
Come on.
A lot.
Gotcha. Like, what is it more so of the cadence or more so of the, you know, the sound? Is it in a sense because of what Auto-Tune has?
Like everything.
Gotcha.
I felt like coming into music again, when I came into music on all the wrong reasons.
Gotcha.
I came into music because I was already around everybody.
Gotcha.
So it was more of like, I seen the women, yeah. I seen, you know, I was rapping, just rapping, meaning like it was no meaning.
Gotcha, bro.
It was, I rhymed, hey, B, C, and now you get me.
Come on, that's real.
And I think that's how the biggest change is. That's like, real. You hear me.
That's real. Respect that, bro.
Again, the cadence respect too, that. Like, you know what I'm gotcha. Saying? I listen to a lot of old music and I'd be like, my partners, they'd be like, bro, that hard, you need to, that's hard.
Gotcha.
I'm listening you to like, that's do you hear what I did last week?
Right, yeah.
That's not hard.
That's real.
Yeah, so,
gotcha, for sure.
The growth was real.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's dope, bro. That's
the growth
dope.
Was
respect,
real.
Respect, bro. Man, mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, man. Who in this world knows you the best?
Who knows me the best?
Yeah.
Man. Who knows me the best? Who knows me the best?
That's real,
bro. My uncle, I guess.
Gotcha, for sure.
He's the last person. Lost a lot of people, so you know what I'm saying? Gotcha, that knows me the best right now, yeah.
And this is your uncle on your dad or mom's side?
My mom's side.
Gotcha, that's what's
my
up,
my mom,
man.
Brother.
He's still in Atlanta as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Dope, that's what's up, man.
He knows me the best.
So he must be the youngest of the uncle. Like, were you really looked up like to?
No. He was the oldest.
Gotcha, okay.
Definitely was with him all the time. The game that I got, gotcha. Anything like how I go throughout life was through him.
That's dope. And this uncle, what's his name? Uncle?
Darryl.
Uncle Darryl. Shout out Uncle Darryl.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out Uncle Darryl.
Gotta get a family.
AKA
that's
P-E.
What's up.
P-E.
Definitely. That's what's up, man. Yeah. Definitely, man. Mm. Man, how does, you know, because you've been, you know, we're going to get into the touring and everything.
Okay.
You've seen this world. What does where you live, how does it affect your career? Being here in Atlanta, the saturated market, but you've seen some different markets. How do you feel about Atlanta as a whole in this market? How does it affect your career?
a lot. Gotcha. I mean, because we in the area where, what is it, Black Hollywood?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
A lot of people want to come here. I kind of like the outside.
Gotcha.
I like going outside.
Right, here. Right. That's real.
I love home, you know what I'm saying? I really feel like, you know what I'm saying, home don't really show you love until you get out somewhere else. And you know what I'm saying, experiment. We be trying to get it. I get a lot of love. Ohio, Aubrey,
bro,
let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you just
we can go out of town with it. Yep.
You went on
I
tour.
Love, yeah, definitely.
Quantic Cash.
Definitely.
What was that experience? But let's speak on that, bro. What was that experience like, bro?
It was a good experience.
Come on.
I learned a lot.
Gotcha.
The do's and the don'ts.
Okay, for the 13 or 15 year old, you know, watching this right now that wants to become an aspiring artist, the don'ts. What's some of the things you speak on that? Like, is there anything you could tell them to?
When I say the don'ts, it's like, you know, not like don'ts on my end.
Gotcha.
Just like, know who you're doing business with.
Gotcha, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. Make sure everything is what it is, it's correctly.
Gotcha.
And it's done correct.
Respect. Definitely,
real.
Definitely. Gotcha.
But it ain't too many don'ts.
Gotcha.
Because the experience, nobody's going on tour. Like, to be saying you going on tour is like, it's a great feeling. So,
come on.
It was a learning experience for me. But you know, like I said, I guess know what
That's
I
real.
Would do differently next time.
Gotcha. Respect that. Mm-hmm. Respect that. And speaking of, you know, being in front of the lights, man. You black out when you get on stage.
Come on.
I see in the interviews, bro. You get on stage, you go, you just...
It be the glasses.
You just, that what you said, you just allow, you don't, in a sense, I don't see nothing. I'm in artist mode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, it don't matter how many's out there. It's just.
Here go the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very, I'm like, I'm sleep shy.
Gotcha.
And antisocial, like, I don't really like too many people.
Bro, I'm the same, bro.
So
that's
like,
real. That's real.
I remember, what it was, Big Daddy. You remember the movie, Big Daddy?
Yeah, when he put on the
shades.
Everybody, invincible.
Everybody, you don't see nothing.
It's real,
when
bro.
You take them off. So, like, I keep the shades on a lot because I don't, you know.
Gotcha, bro. Respect that. Bro, no, but, bro.
And I don't like people looking in my eyes.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I understand completely, bro. They say the eyes are the gateway to the soul, in a sense.
Yeah.
Bro, some wicked shit out here, bro. You know it.
Yeah.
Some wicked shit out here, bro. Like, so, I know what you're saying, bro.
But when
I
put them glasses on, it's a wrap. When I be on stage, I don't see nothing.
Wow.
Like, my people can tell you, I ask them all the time, how I do?
Gotcha.
Well, you was there. I was, but I didn't see nothing.
Out of body.
When just I put them on, I don't see, I just rap.
Wow.
I think of myself being in the mirror, and it's just me in the mirror.
Boom.
And I know I got this much room, and I know I got to stay right here. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And I go in.
wow, bro, like, just from a fan perspective, bro, like, what does that feel like, you know, to be, you know, not even eye level, but looking down on the crowd, bro, that many people, what does that feel like, bro?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And go back to me being a class clown.
Gotcha.
Too.
Gotcha.
It worked in my favor.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Because that's amazing.
Crowd
I ain't gonna
control.
Lie. It's, yeah. Amazing.
That's dope. That's dope, bro. I always.
To see people stand up. First off, to see people stand again, you see, I see something.
Right.
But to know, especially like nowadays, we got social media. To get off the stage and my DM is like,
wow,
30
bro.
People and they tagging wow. me because I just, you know what I'm saying? That's
wow.
amazing.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's dope. Well, man, you know, that's what's dope about artistry, bro. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, bro, you saying something, people are feeling it, bro. That's what
yeah,
I love about
sure.
this, man. I love about this with heart, bro, for
yeah.
real. That's dope, man.
I'm glad I ain't up there and they just quiet.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, right. I could, like, what it was, the little show, Bank Got the Shit Show?
Right.
Yeah, man.
Bro,
can never do it.
I heard some bad stories.
Can never do it.
From that,
my
bro.
Partner performed there. He did an amazing job.
Gotcha, that's dope.
Did an amazing job, but I couldn't do it.
Man.
Because the moment I see, like, some shit thrown
just,
at me.
Wow, bro.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
See,
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I'm taking them shades off.
Yeah, always for your shit. I don't know if it's good or bad.
That's real, bro. That's real, bro.
Don't know.
Man, let me ask you, while we on that, bro, I'm at your live show. How do I feel when I leave?
You become a fan.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
You become
real.
A fan.
That's
you know
real.
What's so crazy? I loved about music.
Yeah.
My best feeling is to get off stage, and before I can get back to my entourage and where we at,
right.
I get stopped so many times.
Gotcha.
Like, bro, you're dope. That's hard.
Wow.
What's your Instagram? I want to follow you. Producers, I got beats for you. Like, I love that.
And you know it's authentic because they have nothing to gain from you.
Nothing.
It's literally just like, bro, like, you're dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, yeah. like, there's no, it's real authentic feelings, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It just let you know and make you, like, this is why
Come
I do
on,
this.
Bro. And they say, bro.
That's the reason why I do this.
And they say, bro, if I leave here with one fan, I've done my
now,
job.
Yeah, listen, I was just telling, I got an artist, Zoe Rents, he in here, by the way.
Right.
He had an open mic.
Yeah.
And I think it was for some money. And I told him, I said, forget the money. We're not going here for the money.
Gotcha.
I said, I need you to go in here and when you get done, it's about a fan base. We
wow.
need somebody to follow you and know who you is.
Come on.
Now the outcome, he won.
Gotcha.
Won the money,
Focus,
everything,
real,
but
respect.
That's what we doing it for.
That's right, bro.
That's
right.
Saying?
Cause that comes, bro. It comes. That comes,
it comes,
man.
It comes.
Like, bro, like it's when you know mm-hmm. you're dope, it comes, bro.
You gotta
like,
put the work in.
That's real, bro.
Gotta put the work in.
That's real.
Bro. Everybody wanna do this and everybody wanna be this, but don't nobody wanna put the work in. I did it. I was Tampa Mystic. Open mic. You need somebody? I know it's last minute.
Wow.
You need somebody? I'm there.
Wow, bro.
Because I used to want to do a lot of songs with people because I feel like doing songs with people, I don't know who you know.
Yes.
So once gotcha. They hear us together, they gonna know who I am
bro.
Or want to know who I am.
Yes. But mm-hmm. but you now, I even saw the interview you said, bro, like, I've done so many interviews. I'm sorry, not interviews. I've done so many features with people. They don't even release the shit.
Yeah.
Bro, like some people don't even release the shit.
It's
like,
hard
bro,
to get a song with me,
bro.
Now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yesterday's price.
And here's the crazy thing. I get it. So it's like a understanding. You gotta know. Some people have like, we have a whole marketing. We do things very in order. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
It's just like, We just because we did this song yesterday don't mean I'm going to drop it next week.
Gotcha.
I know what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
But come on, 3, 4, 5 years in the past, man.
Wow.
They be waiting for you to pop.
Bro, I was just about to say
then,
that.
Now you putting something
like,
out
yep.
that I sound how I sounded then now.
I've seen it done with Michael. I've seen it done with, or I've seen it done, bro. I've seen it. That's a fact. That's real, bro.
I got a song, man. Listen.
Wow, bro. Yeah, no, I feel you, bro.
All these folks.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, man. Is it better to be loved or respected?
Damn. You be coming with them, don't
on,
you?
Bro. Come on, bro. It's the integrity response, bro. Come on.
Is it better to be loved or respected?
It's tough, right?
I want to be loved and I want to be respected.
Right.
Like,
it's no wrong or right answer. It's just literally,
like,
I love.
You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of tricky because it's the people that can love you can not love you no more.
Yeah.
And like the people that respect you, they can lose respect for you.
Bro.
How did it?
It's so, bro, like, no, you, yeah, it's like,
so
it's,
which one do I really, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's tough. That's a tough question, depending on how, what life has brought you, in a sense.
But it's hard, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got love for some people that I never speak to again.
Whoa, that was a bar, bro. That was a bar.
I got love for some people I never talk to again. So that's kind of, I got respect. Now I can lose, I don't lost respect for a lot of people too. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
For me, man, I ain't gonna lie. My love go a long way with you. Like if I say I love you for real, I love you. Like
it's real.
You one of my, I don't tell everybody I love them.
That's real. Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect that, bro. Definitely. No, yeah, there's no wrong or right answer. I respect that, bro. For real. For
you be coming with them.
Yeah. No, bro, you know it, bro. Man, let me ask you this, man. You know, as long as I've known you, you kept a shortcut.
Yeah.
You ever thought about growing your locks, dreads?
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, that's real. It never.
My era of wanting to grow dreads was back when crime. But you, all I wanted to do was jump in the club and
shake my dreads.
That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah, bro. Classic.
I swear.
Classic, bro.
I don't know about that. But yeah. The locks for me now, though.
Gotcha. Just clean. Yeah.
I think I got used to this.
Gotcha. That's real, bro. Respect. Yeah. I asked Trailer Creator the same thing, bro. He was like, you know, have you ever thought about, you know, the shortcut? But I asked every artist opposite.
Wait, that boy used to have a shortcut.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I asked every artist. Oh. But I think he did say that. You know, like, but yeah, I asked every artist from the front to back, man. Like, you know, even ladies, man. Like, have you ever thought about
it? I ain't gonna lie. I used to think back in the day, like, that's what all the women wanted.
Gotcha.
That's all they wanted.
Gotcha.
Oh, you ain't got locked. It was a certain time. I gotta grow my hair for you to give me some love.
Right.
That's wild.
Real. That's real, though. That's real, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let me ask you, man. You got babies, man.
Yeah.
Married?
Nah.
Would you see yourself being married?
I want to be.
Come on, bro. That's what's up, man. And right now, with this current grind, entrepreneur, businessman, artist, everything you got going, you know, is that something you're pursuing, or are you just letting this thing be?
Like with the...
With the woman, you know, like right now, like it's something you're looking for, you just kind of on chill.
I ain't never really looking.
Gotcha.
But
you know that's something you want.
Yeah, I want it with the right person.
That's right.
Right now, I'm just creating moments.
Come on. Shh, that was a bar. He can't do it without a bar. Create moments. Create moments.
Just create moments like this, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? These days,
bro,
you would have thought I would have said, nah, I don't want to be married.
Gotcha.
I do, man.
Gotcha.
I do.
How is it out there? You know, I've been retired. I'm out the game. How is the dating scene in Atlanta right now? Like, how is it?
Sucks.
Gotcha. Like
it
that,
sucks.
Bro.
Yeah, it sucks.
Bro, I just heard a stat, bro. I think they said it was 6 to 1 women. You know, like 6 women to every 1 male in Atlanta.
Sucks.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a lover boy to sleep.
Yeah.
I like to get away from my folks and lay up and
gotcha,
chill.
Right.
Like,
right.
Who wouldn't?
Gotcha. But real, bro.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Come on.
I'm trying to lay up.
That's right. That's real,
when the day is all over and done, I done did everything. Yeah. I needed features, yeah.
Come
out,
on,
club.
Bro. Come on.
2 o'clock.
Come
I'm trying
on,
to come
bro.
Get in the bed, smack something.
Come on, bro.
You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. You get
and
it.
Lay there.
You get it. You
yeah.
get it, bro. That's real.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's what's up, bro. Let me ask you, man. In the music industry, we already spoke on the politics.
Mm-hmm.
The competition, like
what is it?
Bars.
What is it?
Come on, bro.
I don't see nobody.
Wow.
It's me and my dogs to life.
Wow.
No competition.
Come
man.
On, bro. Come on.
Ain't none.
Ain't none.
I don't even pay attention. I don't even know who do what.
Wow. I respect that.
I don't know who do what. Ain't no competition.
Wow. But no, like yeah, bro. I'm just let the beat breathe. That's
yeah,
just
for real. Now, my dogs, you know what I'm saying? My dogs, again, it's me and my dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That remind me of Wayne, bro. Just like what Wayne said, bro. I don't know what's out here, bro. I'd be locked in. I'd be focused on me.
Yeah,
bro,
I don't that's dope. I take a day where I sit back and try to catch up on something, and it don't last too long.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't be knowing. Ain't no competition.
Gotcha. I respect that, bro. Yeah, love sure. it. I love it, bro. Let me ask you this, man.
For sure.
If you could open for any artist in the game, you know, I know you ain't got your, but right now, like that, who would you want to open with? Who would be like one of those, even if it's not a financial, you know, call? Like, what's that artist? Like, you're like, nah, this fits my, you know, this is me. This is who I would want to open for, in a sense.
Of course, somebody lit, but I want to open for Kodak.
Come on.
I'm a big Kodak fan.
Kodak hard, bro.
Yeah.
Kodak, bro.
I'm doing that one for free.
Come on. That's right.
What? Bro, I'm buying my own ticket in my own room. Yes. And I'm going out.
That's real.
It's real.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
And then have you seen it, his shows? Man, don't folks love him? Why wouldn't I want to? I mean, anybody big.
Bro, that's real.
I do music, so I'm come on. Anybody that's you got a bigger platform than that's me, real. I'm trying to get there. Again, I look at this as I'm trying to get to where you are. I'm trying to take them folks.
That's absolutely.
I'm going to leave an impression.
Come on. And what is dope is the fact you said Kodak, bro, like yourself, mm-hmm. club records, lyricists, females talk about any genre, anything, yeah, bro.
For sure.
And that's dope. That's dope, bro.
He's a very respect. Dope artist.
That's dope, bro. Definitely, mm-hmm. man. Growing up as a kid, man, like, you know, did we already speak on, who did you always want to go see when you were a kid? Who's that one artist you're like, growing up, I got to go see this. Mine was Jay-Z.
If we can go different like areas, I could tell you like here down south, like I had to go to like a Gucci.
Gotcha.
Back then in that era up top, I probably wanted to go to Jewel Santana Joe, like Jim Jones. Classic. Like it just looked fun.
Bro, that's real.
It looked fun.
That's real. That's definitely for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man, for your fans, man. One fast food place the rest of your life, can't eat anywhere else. Where do you go?
It got fast food.
It gotta be. It could be. You know. It could be in the sense of fast food or like the Chipotle's or anything.
It's kind of hard. I'm not too big on fast food for real. But if I had to pick one, like it'd probably be American Deli for me.
Gotcha.
Is that considered fast food?
Exactly. That is. Okay. That is for sure.
I go get some wings real quick.
What type of wings? What's your favorite?
Lemon pepper.
Come on.
Or mild with the lemon pepper sprinkle.
What a dry.
It depends what type of day it is.
Gotcha, it's real, bro.
It depends what type of day it is.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Sometimes be a little wet. It depends what type of day it is.
Bro, when it's all said and done, bro, when the money, everything is flowing, you would own one, wouldn't you?
What, American Deli?
Seeing the type of traffic they have, would you own one? Would you go in and franchise one? Bro,
it never crossed my mind.
Gotcha.
Dang, it was something. You know what I've always thought about?
Yeah,
Subway. And this is back in school.
Low overhead.
Learning. It didn't cost that much to start.
That's a fact. That's so true, bro. I think that's one of the. You know, I think
one of the cheapest ones.
$80,000, $110,000 something.
Yeah, bro, it was very. I looked into that a lot.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
You think that's something you would pursue?
Honestly,
yeah, just nah. Like, no, it's just what?
But I mean, it was something that I thought about before.
Yeah.
I do a lot of thinking right now, like, well, let me go here. What kind of avenue this door? I thought about it, I wrote it down.
Gotcha,
so you know what I'm saying? It definitely ran across my mind,
bro. Yeah. So, what other ventures you have besides music that you like, you know, when it's all said and done, this is what you want to do, you know, like
something that I just decided, I want to say, like 2023, like December, a Bell's Month. Like lot of things like that. I'm a little different. I want to get where I know money need to come every day. Somebody's going to jail. Right to say it, going to jail.
Bro,
you need to get out.
ATL Bama was just here 2 hours ago and said the same thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bail bondsman. Yeah. What is that? Like, what, you know, but you saying something that's just like you said, money coming in every day. Somebody got to.
Somebody want to go home.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Not even saying like that ain't even nothing I really want to like get into for real, but like I know, come on man, I'm about to
come
this
on,
money.
Bro.
It's gonna bring that
on,
money.
Bro, it's gonna bring that, bro. That's a fact. Damn. That's a fact.
I'm at the point in my life what's gonna bring.
Come on, bro. Residual.
Yeah.
Gotta make sense. Bro, yeah. That's real. That's
real. Real quick.
That's real, bro. Definitely, bro.
I done a lot of things from the box trucks.
Gotcha.
I went into it.
Gotcha.
I went into it.
It was local.
So I did a lot of out of state.
Gotcha.
Sure. Yeah, I was on the road.
Sure.
A lot.
Gotcha.
I went
sure.
into it though.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, man, and even that, man, sometimes 2-3 days away, 5 days away, take you away from more than
especially
you.
Doing music.
Yes.
I was doing it while I was in the process of doing music. So it was just like, I might be on the road and I can't even make it there.
Yep.
Let's not say I broke down.
Gotcha.
I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sitting in there all day,
that's
getting
real,
fat,
bro.
Eating,
that's
just
real,
running.
Bro. I feel you.
Yeah.
Which is why you say now, you're like, you ain't even into fast food like that.
Yeah. I mean, I never really been a big fast food
gotcha.
Type of person. 2024, I'm taking it to like, eating more healthy.
Come on, bro. Come on. You cook a lot as well, or?
No, I'm not a big cooker.
Gotcha.
I can make the best baked chicken ever, though.
Come on,
I'm not a big cooker.
Come on, bro.
I can't make the size. I got the baked chicken.
Gotcha. Baked chicken.
For sure. I'm not
that's
a cooker.
That's all you need,
at all.
Bro. Air fryer or you with oven?
No, nah, oven.
Oven. Gotcha. For sure. Oven. Make it extra crispy. You already know it. That's how I like my extra crispy.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's real.
Gotcha.
But yours is really, like, really.
Yeah, falling off the bone.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. That's dope.
I'm telling anybody around me, they tell you, like, but that nigga baked chicken. Listen.
If he ordered, for sure.
Yeah.
You, were you at Kroger, Publix? Where you at? Where you at with it? Ingles, where you normally get all your stuff from?
Kroger's.
Gotcha, for sure. Same here. Same here, bro. And they got the new delivery too, bro.
I don't even go grocery shopping. That was the next thing. But
gotcha.
Kroger's.
Yep, that's it. For sure. Bro.
I don't like going out.
You
I
really like. You
like
really. You really are really like, bro. You really
like
introvert.
Yeah. I don't like going out. I don't like being around people.
Bro, that's artistry. That's bro. like, bro. Michael Montana is exactly the same way. Bro, they like, no, I only go out to conduct business.
Yeah, for sure.
Only when I, other than that, nah.
I mean, that's my dog for real.
Yeah, bro.
Like, he's been to my house,
gotcha.
My studio, and he know, like, we're Scorpios. He's
gotcha.
A Scorpio.
Gotcha.
His birthday
gotcha.
2 days before mine or a day before mine. So.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, so definitely, I don't want to be around nobody.
Wow, bro, you get it. You get it, bro. Like, in a sense, like, even like Prince. Like, bro, like, just like, for the greatest artist down, bro, they just, like,
yeah.
Introverts, bro. Like too much out there, too many energies, all that, bro.
These
like,
days, man, it's too much happening outside.
That's real,
and it's too much happening outside. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes people put themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's real,
man.
Bro.
I can't get in trouble if I'm at home.
Come on, bro.
I'm not putting myself
Come
in the wrong
on,
place at the wrong
That's
time
real.
If I'm at home.
That's real.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I want to see my kids
Come
tomorrow.
On, bro. That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying something, bro. I respect
sure.
that. Respect that.
We be in the club, I tell you, I don't
yeah.
like. What time I go on? 1 o'clock?
Bro.
I'll be there at 12:20. I'll be at 12:20.
And I'll be in the parking lot for 12:20.
Yeah.
12:45. But that's real, bro. Like, it's and not only that, but just on another subject, bro. Like, you have peace with yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
You get what I'm saying? Some definitely. People don't even have, they have to be.
Yeah.
And cahoots with it. They don't have the peace, bro.
Yeah.
That's real. Respect
I really
that.
Love me.
That's real. Respect that, bro.
I really love
Respect
me.
That,
I don't, I love peace.
And I was going to ask you too, man, the performance anxieties. You know, a lot of artists deal with that too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we spoke on that too, Shades On and all that, man. But, you know, because it is, bro, it's unnatural. It's
yeah.
unnatural, to, you know, like, to do that. You know, like, you know, it's very unnatural from a pastor in a pulpit. To perform
yeah.
on stage, it's kind of unnatural to
yeah.
speak volumes to people, man. But yeah,
sure.
bro, definitely, man. So I know that comes with a lot of things as well, for sure, man.
Yeah.
That's real. That's
I
real.
I think I was supposed to be entertaining, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I came up in the church.
Gotcha.
I'm saying, like, I used to, my uncle, Avery.
Yeah.
He used to be a musician, so
gotcha.
I used to sit in there. I used to be Monday, Tuesday,
Come
Wednesday,
on.
Thursday.
That's right, bro. That's right. Same here, bro.
Sitting right at the organ.
That's right, bro. That's right. That's right. My dad's a pastor. I play the drums in the church, bro.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
That's real. So
man.
You know.
I was
so
there.
Know.
My
right.
whole, my upbringing on my dad's side, they all minister. My grandma's a minister.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? My great-grandma was a minister.
That's dope, bro.
My uncle's a
that's
pastor.
Dope,
so
that's dope, man. And all still here in Atlanta?
Yeah, definitely.
That's dope, bro. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, when it's in Atlanta, it's deep-rooted.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
church community, deep-rooted,
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
That's dope, bro.
I got up out of it, though. I definitely
found
had.
Found your way.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like,
you had, what was that?
Come on.
What was the movie? It was a movie where he was singing in the church. And then he ended up getting into,
The gospel. Gotcha.
The gospel. That's me.
Gotcha.
Every time
bro.
I see that, I'd be like, oh, that reminds me of myself. Because I grew up there.
Me too, bro.
I grew up
that.
There.
I understand that, bro.
Yeah.
I understand
it went,
that.
I ain't going to say it went for me. It was just like, I had to kind of find me.
Bro, yes, bro.
I had to.
I understand you 100%.
With that being said, I was with them a lot. So meaning the things that, I was a kid. I wanted to be a kid.
Yes.
So meaning like, I'm at choir practice while everybody out having fun. And I
yes,
want to kind of little have a little fun.
On,
I understand Wednesday and
understand
Sunday,
that,
but why? Money, I want to get out there.
Bro, why? Church? I have school. Why am I at church? No, I was like, I'm supposed to be at school right now. No,
over the time, though, I definitely got
same
it.
Same here, bro.
Like,
same. Yeah, bro, it's.
Yeah.
Bro, train up a child is the way they would go. And that's it don't leave you.
Yeah.
It don't leave us, bro. That's real. That's
Definitely.
A fact. That's a fact, bro. And that's part of, just like we spoke on that, bro. Like, to yourself, bro. Like, you
yeah.
know what's out there. So,
yeah.
But no, bro.
I said 2024, I'm going to get back in the church soon.
Bro.
I ain't going to lie. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I went, honestly.
Thank you.
But that don't mean I don't know the last time I went. It's been some years.
Likewise.
Yeah, so, but I'm definitely going to, a lot of 2024 is going to be a lot of, you know what I'm saying, getting back to the roots.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Thank you, Duop. I needed to hear that too,
yeah,
man.
Definitely.
Respect, bro. I needed to hear that for real, bro. Like, you know, you saying so. We got to come back part two and speak on that too, bro. For real, bro.
Just like.
That's right.
I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, man, my biggest issue is like communicating with people. And they was like, you need to change that. Like I say, it just happened over time. Like, I'm just used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not really reaching out with folks.
Right, bro.
So now it's like a lot of things that I'm used to. I'm just going to try to change it up. A little
gotcha.
Bit, you know
I feel
saying?
You, bro. Get I there. Feel you. Gotcha. You know gotcha, saying? Bro. Definitely, man. Yeah, because it does, man. You know, your net worth, mm. network all tied in together, bro. Yeah, that's yeah, real, yeah, bro. Like, you yeah. build with people that's like-minded. You have yeah, to, bro. Like, all sure. this, man. Like, Mark, everybody, you got to build with people like-minded, mm. bro, to this. Because, you know, we do have a message. We yeah. do have a message, bro. Like, in... You know, once it goes out, no return void, bro. So that's yeah, real.
He be on my ass, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's real, bro. Definitely.
I
man.
Used to get a call every day, yeah. bro. So, why are you posting up. That?
Gotcha. And you are man of few posts as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your IG. It's rough. No more than 15.
Yeah.
And that you just shaped that for 2024 as well. Yeah. Just like, yeah, bro. Yeah. Same here.
It's been a long time.
Bro, that's real. That's real. So this year.
I left for what you need to see.
Gotcha.
Because what I'm going to show you next.
Come on. Come on. It's yeah, good. Right. It's I know what you're saying, bro. Yeah, that's real. Yeah. That's, you have to sometimes. It's like in a sense of, you know, where it could be 2017, 2018. It's like, okay, y'all yeah. know what I, you know what I'm doing. You know what I did.
Yeah, this, you let know, you know what I do.
That's
yeah,
right.
This
that's
one, you
fact.
Know what
that's
I do.
That's a fact, bro. That's right. That's
I real. Always, it's the same. I'm going to come.
Come on.
Strong.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you know me, you know I'm
you know
I'm coming.
It is. That's right. That's you know right,
saying?
Bro.
See, with me, it's just now, like, I got to do it differently because see, a lot of stuff that people was doing or doing now, I was doing already.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. That's
now,
right.
Shooting KD, me and KD shoot right. about 8 videos in a week.
Come on, man. Shout out to KD.
Dropping video. Yeah,
come
shout on, out. That's my, yeah. that's my dog, bro.
That's what's up,
you know what I'm saying?
KD, don't extend this clip either. Don't try to make this a long clip.
No, I ain't gonna lie. That's my yeah. dog, for real. Like, that's real. Deep conversations and guess always, you know when somebody really.
That's right, bro.
You know when somebody really fool with you.
Come on.
By how they, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
fact.
KD done pulled me to the side like, hey, Wop, I'm gonna charge you this because we're gonna make this bigger.
Wow.
And most people just won't.
Facts, bro.
He fool with you.
That's right.
He want to see. He
best
see the
interest,
vision.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's a fact, bro. That's who he yeah. is. That's a fact, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Kitty one more time, bro. Mm-hmm. That's dope, bro. Dope. Man, let me ask you this, man. You know, you spoke on who knows you the best, Uncle. Who influenced you in life the most?
R.I.P. My mama, my granddad.
Gotcha, man.
Yeah, right. yeah, they, right. they, right. I watch them.
Come on.
Again, I tell a lot of people the way this is me because of them.
Because of them. That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
And when I was younger, I might didn't even see it for real. I was like, why you always
got
gotcha,
it? Yes, bro.
And now it's like, it's me.
That's real, bro.
And I get it.
Man. And, yeah. and that beautiful thing, though, man, where you look back, you be like, wow. Like,
yeah.
I get it now.
Especially a lot of kids.
That's
I feel
right,
like,
bro. Hey. Come on.
That's wild.
That's right, bro. That's
I get it now.
That's right. That's right.
Growing up, you kind of never really like, even with, I'm grown now and I got friends that are school teachers, and to know like what type of person they is outside of school, and then you be like, but you couldn't ever go to school tomorrow. But so.
Right, right.
I get
that's
it.
Real.
I get it.
Get it. That's real, bro. Man, let me ask you, do what, man? Having more time or more money, which one means the most to you?
Time.
It's real, bro, right? Why is that? Why do you feel that way?
Something you can't get back. I lost some time. I went to prison.
Gotcha, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I lost some time. There's some people out here that, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Hey.
Yeah.
Kept going, kept moving. I lost it. And it's like, I didn't try to, when I came home, I didn't try to like catch up.
Gotcha.
I moved at my own pace.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what did that do for you, man? How long was you in prison?
3 years.
Gotcha. And this was were you younger in this time or?
Oh, nah. I came home on April 18, 2018.
18. Gotcha. So mm-hmm. it's been almost 6 years, almost.
Yeah.
Man, how was it? How has life been the last, you know, in a sense, 5.5 years, like this time out, bro? Like, how long, what have you, how, what changed about you?
A lot. Prison taught me how to move as well.
Gotcha.
it teach you how to move throughout certain situations. But throughout that time, you know, I took a lot changed me since prison.
Right.
Like I got out 2018. I lost my uncle, my mama, my grandma 2019, 20. So it's just like I changed in life.
Bro, I understand,
it taught
bro.
Me patience for sure. It taught me patience.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. I couldn't even, you know what I mean? Like that part is like that, you know, losing loved ones, bro. That's always a sensitive subject, bro. So you came out and, you know, into that, bro. So, you know, did that kind of bottle you up as well? Like in a sense after that, like just kind of, or did it make you blossom or what did it do?
Honestly, like it made me want to figure it out over again.
Gotcha.
I was forced to grow up.
Gotcha, bro.
I was forced to have to take on responsibility that I wasn't taking on at that time because I always knew I can get to call my mama. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right, bro. That's right.
Like a lot of people ask me what you like doing. I don't know what I like doing now for real because the things that I love to do or used to like to do, I don't even do because, I mean, I was young, still growing up, having fun. So it wasn't. That's probably the club. Like
that's what, like
I was doing that then. I loved doing that.
Gotcha.
Now it's like I gotta take a different approach with things.
Gotcha, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely respect that. Why is why Call of Duty? That's why being in the house or
It's
like your thought process. Like, bro, like I ain't even that young boat. That don't even excite me.
And then I didn't even think about that until now. Like my mama used to always be in the house. She do little things like never outside.
And she was at peace with herself though. Nah, just like you say, you are with yourself, bro. Yeah. Which is dope.
And I don't want to say like I don't go outside, but I don't be outside. Like if I'm doing something, I'm with my people.
The responsible people watching this understand exactly what you're saying, bro. Like, you move meticulous.
Yeah.
Mark moves meticulous, bro. Everything is, bro. That's just
it's
how
like
y'all.
A value,
that's
like
a fact, bro. Like,
especially, I don't want to always be in the club.
That's
it's
right,
like,
bro.
Oh yeah, we got WAP in the club today. Oh, he's
exactly.
in the club today.
Yep,
like, bro,
right.
you gotta have some type of value about yourself,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? I need y'all folks to. I need some.
Come on, bro.
I need y'all to understand that.
Moving like a ninja.
Yeah.
You gotta move like a ninja, bro. Like that's real, bro. Just like you say, in and out. When I perform, I'm in. All right, gotcha. Okay.
For sure.
I ain't here 2-3 hours after we. Nah, bro. We ain't doing that. We did that.
We did that.
That's real, bro. We did
that.
And we did that. That's a fact.
I ain't gonna lie. That's something that needed on a shirt. We did that.
We did that. That's a part.
We did that.
Yeah, bro. That's a part.
We did that.
You gotta, bro, you gotta come up with a track with that too, bro.
I'm doing it tonight.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Real, bro.
I'm gonna
real.
Text you and I'm gonna send you the track and it's gonna be called We
Did
That.
Bro, I love it. Bro.
I mean,
I love it.
Look at a lot of the
come
people
on,
that,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's coming up. We did that.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah.
We used to run great, bro. That's a fact. That's a fact. Man, let me ask you this, man. What's next for you? 2024, we already spoke for our first quarter. What's next for you in totality with 2024?
Living.
Come on.
I told you in the beginning, I'm living.
That's right.
I'm going to continue to live. Also, I want to venture off to do more things. I told a lot of people they weren't going to see me at all, for real, because I got a couple new goals that I thought of and I want to do. And in order to do that, you know, I need to kind of sit, focus, get the paper.
Disappear for a while.
And,
get things right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't got to disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Just
got to kind of stay grounded.
Gotcha. That's real.
Stay grounded. Stay
that's
afloat.
Right. Respect
you know what
that.
I'm saying? 2024, you're going to see a lot. Like I told you, podcasts.
Come on.
I want to talk to you folks.
Come on, bro.
I want to get you folks
on,
inside
bro.
Of me that you ain't
that's
never seen.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Like I said, y'all always was getting in trouble.
That's right.
Oh, well, he going to fight. He going
to
this and that. Now we going to, hey, man, that man is very intelligent.
Come on, bro. That's right. That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. And
yeah.
funny, too, bro.
And funny.
And got it down.
I'm
saying that's real, bro.
I should have been a comedian.
Come on, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Real.
And that's the part, bro. We spoke off camera, bro. We in Black Hollywood, bro. Like, do you have, you know, comedian, arts, entertainment, bro? This is all the same thing.
Yeah.
Bro, like, do you have any aspirations as far as being, you know, actor, anything involved, everything going on in the industry?
I definitely would love to act.
Yeah, bro.
Definitely would love to act. I want to, my dog again, Polo. He been having me on these Tubi movies,
right?
And it's a lot of Detroit.
Yes,
they doing their own independent
things.
Right, bro. I definitely would not mind. You know, so I would mind doing that.
Doing that,
yeah.
bro. Like, bro, it, all
yeah.
it does will start. It starts with that little subconscious, like, bro.
Fan
that's
base.
Come on, bro.
Come on. the type of music I'm making now is real grown, upscale, bro. You know what I'm saying? Red pepper type.
That's
shit,
right,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
That's right. In the video,
so now I need the let me show y'all folks.
Come on. Everything.
Yeah.
That's right, bro. That's dope, bro. I respect that, man. And on top of that, man, let me ask you this, man. When it's all said and done, what's the legacy of Doo-Wop?
What's the legacy? I never really thought about that. What's the legacy? A real one.
Real one. Bar. Don't even have to say no more past that. Bro, just
like when you hear him and you speak about him, he's a real, real one.
Respect that.
You're real.
Man,
one.
Respect that, dude. That's what's up, bro. But to me, man, for your fans, bro, if you could look into this camera, man, just tell them everything, bro, like everything. And the future fan watches now that just tapped in, man, it's actually like, okay, this guy, I'm following his path, man. Like, what do you have for them, man? Just everything, you know, just speaking to them, you know, before we get out of here too, man.
Any and everybody that's watching me, you know what I'm saying? Stay grounded, like I said, stay that's afloat. Right. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Manifestation, you know what I'm saying? Speaking into existence, all that. Like, you got something you want to do, go do it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. Don't let nobody tell you that it's you know what I'm saying?
It's real, bro.
You do it. Because I heard it all my life. You couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And I done did everything they told me I couldn't do. Wow. So, yeah, definitely.
Respect, bro.
Stay at it.
Stay
on the grind. Stay at the, you know what I'm saying? Keep fighting.
It's real.
Till you ain't got no more fight.
Come on, bro. Respect that, bro. Respect that, man. Mm-hmm. Doo-Wop with $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning, what changes about you?
$50 million. I ain't gonna lie, man. My moral and the way I think about certain things will never change, but you're supposed to change when you get a certain amount of money, man.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, what would change about me? I'm going big, go big. I ain't gonna lie.
Real, bro.
50 M's.
Come on, bro.
I'm not here. I'm not here.
I'm not here.
Real.
I'm gone
for sure. I'm trying to leave, bro. Now. Yeah, I'm trying. 50 minutes. Where I gotta be? What time? Call the jet.
For real, bro. That's real.
I'm taking care of my people.
That's right, for sure. For sure. People. Goes without even saying. But that's real. You like, I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Yeah,
like,
I'm out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I ain't got 50 million now, but I ain't. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing some money, so it's just like,
yeah,
man, that ain't gonna change me.
That's
man.
Real,
this
bro.
Is me.
Real. Respect that, bro. That's what's up, man.
You get more money, more problems,
bro.
I ain't gonna listen. I promise you. It's crazy. My life was so much better, bro.
Wow.
So much better.
I hear that a lot.
So
bro.
Much better, man. But yeah, I don't want to be broke. Who wants to be that?
Who wants to be broke?
Who wants to be broke? But it was just so much better. You know, phone not ringing.
Gotcha, bro.
Always asking this and that. Like, I
gotcha.
Somebody told me one day, man, I'm trying to keep going, but somebody told me when they was like, I don't know if I could play the role you play. I like a role that is like a boss.
Wow.
And I said, I was like, bro, it just take on so much responsibility.
That's a fact, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's heavy as the head that wears the crown, bro.
That nigga got to be that nigga.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow, bro. Bro, I'm saying right now, bro, I got to get you on for part two, bro.
Oh,
I got to get you on for part two. You know it, bro.
For real.
Man, it's been an honor. Bro, Doo-Wop, bro.
I've been waiting to get here.
Living legend, bro. For real, bro. Yeah, I appreciate you gracing me with your presence, bro. Like, everything you've done, everything you're doing, everything you're about to do.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what's in
store,
bro. We
appreciate you too, man.
Respect,
I'm telling you.
Bro, respect. Appreciate it.
If somebody walk out of here and they'll tell you they don't appreciate you, man. And
they
appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Because without you, we wouldn't be letting these folks, they wouldn't even notice.
Man.
So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate you, man.
Respect.
The platform.
Respect. Always. Always, bro. You know, bro. You're welcome here anytime. Always, bro. You know that for sure.
You got to get the whole gang.
We got to, bro. You know it. Shout out to the game, bro. You already know what it is, man. LMG, bro. You know
LMG, RBA 51-50. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. That's what's up. Definitely, bro. Man, it's tradition on the integrity response. If you could reach in that bowl, grab a fortune cookie, open it, and read it to your fans, and we out of here, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I always get the wildest stuff when I...
That's
the wildest.
That's real. That's
I ain't gonna lie, my hands sweating. I ain't know what you was gonna ask me. Let's get in here.
Come on, come on. Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Quality isn't expensive. It's priceless.
Wow.
That's real.
That's real, bro.
That's real.
Quality isn't expensive. It's priceless.
For sure.
Wow.
So, baby, you watching this.
Come on.
It's priceless. Nah, for real. Man. That's dope.
Up, bro, for real, bro. Doo-wop, we signing off, man. The Integrity Response here with Doo-wop. We appreciate you viewing. The biggest. We up out of here.
Let's get it.